Hello, my beautiful and creative friends. It's so good to be with you here today on this beautiful Friday. And I'm just so excited because I get to share with you something that has been difficult for me in my life personally. And I know that the decisions I've had to make in my life to make room for this thing in particular has shifted things so much for me. I honestly cannot even keep it inside any longer. I need to share with you guys what I've learned so far, and I know it's going to be valuable to you. So let's talk a little bit today about play. All right, I'm going to get started here. Hey friend, welcome to Deep Healing for Creative Entrepreneurs. My name is Aubrey Barr, and I am a subconscious release technique practitioner and photography business owner. I know you are sick of ending your day feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, and you are seeking a solution to help you feel creatively inspired and actively engaged in your business as well as personal life. In this podcast, we are going to dig into any limiting beliefs or subconscious programs that are keeping you in a space filled with anxiety and stress. This work is not a temporary solution for your life. No, this is a complete transformation. So grab your coffee or tea and let's start you on the road to healing. And let me just say, you can do this, you are worth it, and you are meant to thrive in life and business. So let's dig in. And yes, I absolutely said play. We are going to be diving into the dynamics of life and how important it is to play today, because this is something that I have struggled with. Now, most people who meet me will say, okay, yeah, she's lighthearted, she's kind, she's hilarious. Just kidding. That's just what I think. But she's funny, right? She's got a good sense of humor. There's all these good things going on, and I can admit that. But even with all that positivity and that inspiration that I try to give other people, I have and continue to have to really remind myself to play. So what does that look like? Well, it means that I allow a space in my life for added enjoyment, for things that are, quote, not necessary, or maybe not even logical, right? In our normal day life, you're thinking, well, why do you need to do that? Well, you know, you don't have to go to the museum by yourself in the middle of the day, right? You don't have to do all these things. But there's a place for it. And it's such a big place. It is this part inside of us that absolutely needs to be filled in order to continue growing. So it's essential, you guys. This is so essential. And it's funny that I honestly didn't notice, right? I've got, you know, if you're new here, you may not know this, but most people know that I do have this background of this work hard mentality where it's like, go, go, go. What else can I fit into that work day? How else can I, you know, get things ready for the next day? Like, I enjoy working. It brings a smile to my face. I enjoy my family. That also makes me happy. There's a lot of things that make me happy, but that doesn't replace the fact that I need to add more play into my normal life. Okay. So not just once in a while I get to do something fun. It's a constant thing. And I really feel like once this bucket of play gets emptied, everything else goes downhill, right? It's about filling that up and saying, okay, let me add a little bit more so I could be more inspired and I can, you know, work on my business and I can also enjoy myself while I'm with my family. But adding more things to that play bucket is huge. And the biggest reason why I even noticed this, because like I said, I pride myself on being positive and having this outlook on life that other people honestly compliment me all the time on it. And so I know it's not just something that I see, but at the same time, I'm still defaulting to not adding in play,
right? I could say, okay, that's fine. I'll do that next time. Or this week, ooh, I don't know if I could do that this week. You know, I've already filled up my schedule. And what happens is if I don't add that in, I end up in a situation where I'm like, okay, woke up, I'm already tired. You know, I can't do anything today, or, you know, I'm not productive. I have all these hours, but I'm not getting anything actually done, right? All those things kind of show up that way. And so you may ask yourself, like, well, what does play look like? And I'll say, for me personally, play involves usually physical activity, because that is something that really gets me into it, right? It's possible that it might involve laying on the beach, but like getting there first and like enjoying myself while I'm there. And actually, I just had a great idea about going to the beach next week. So there we go. But anything extra where I'm like, no, you know what? I do have stuff. I absolutely, on any given day, and you business owners will relate, on any given day, I can say, oh, I can work on this, right? Because there's always something to work on. And I think that's where it gets blurry for me personally, is like, just because there is something to work on doesn't mean that you have to do it that day. Do everything you can in one day. But also that means that you have to be able to have that play, right? So it doesn't have to cost money. Me going to the beach, I mean, that's just gas money, right? Maybe I want to go to the Dolly Museum and to lunch with some girls. You know, that might cost me a little bit of money, but again, it's play. It's something different. It's being out inspired with my other artist friends where we get to talk about it, and that's going to fill my cup, right? Maybe play for you is just walking outside, maybe throwing a ball for your dog. Like, that's always fun. I think it's hilarious, and it absolutely is a lot of fun when we could do that. But maybe it's like also taking your laptop to a local co-work space or a new cafe, right? Like anywhere that's a little different, and get yourself out of that mundane. Like, that's kind of playful. You know, what are you going to choose while you're there? Who are you going to meet? Who are you going to smile at? What circumstances are going to come up because you've now put yourself in a different position? So to me, play, since it doesn't come naturally for me to add that into my schedule, it is probably the first thing I think about when I'm having a rough day. I go there now because of what I've learned about myself and what I've learned about my coach that I'm with currently, is that it absolutely has to be one of the corner blocks of life, especially when you own your own business. There's this whole idea about running a business, and it goes something like this, right? It's like, put all of the work in, don't make hardly anything for the first few years, and just work your butt off, right? Work your fingers numb. Just do everything you can to scrape that money up and to build a business for yourself. And you know, you don't really have time to play right now, right? You don't really have time for that extra stuff. So you don't do it yet. And eventually the idea is that you get to the point where you get to take a step back and your business runs itself. And while there is some truth in this, there are some things that will flow that way in your business life. I think it's a misconception, when really what we should be doing is building our business now the way we want it to run, right? If this is your forever business, if this is something that you want to grow and inspire more people with, then why are you building it in a way that's not sustainable? And I think that's where the hiccup comes, is because we think, okay, this is temporary. Okay, this is temporary. But we're training ourselves over the years to take a temporary work style and make it our long term. Because at some point when it's time to step back a little bit, it kind of looks like, okay, I'm going to take a vacation for 2 weeks. Okay, great. Right. But then you're back in the grind. And again, it's every day, you know. In reality, we should be building our business around our lives. Right? If we built our business around our lives, then that grind is going to look a little different, right? We're going to be more focused on things that allow us to have a little bit more free time, right? And that's why it's essential to have play in your life, because that's the first thing to go for most of us who work a lot and are okay with that. That's the first thing to go. For me to think about it, I mean, I have to focus on it. I have to add it in. I have to say, okay, Aubrey, what did you do to play this week? And, you know, a lot of times I'm like, oh, you didn't do anything. You know, I mean, I have my normal fun stuff, but again, just adding things in like that, presenting my business as this extension of me and not something that's taken over from the beginning, I feel like is so essential. So that's what I am personally working on. And it's been an amazing journey so far. I've learned so much about that hard work mentality that honestly has held me back for many years because I didn't realize it. You know, so what I'm really, really focused on right now is adding in that play wherever I need it. Yesterday, for instance, I was busy and it was my day to be outside of the house. So I had these two back-to-back appointments. I came home. I knew I had an hour till I had to pick up my daughter. And instead of getting on the computer and doing an hour's worth of work, I did a meditation. Because that's what felt really good to me. I did this meditation around something specific and I visualized it happening. And then here I am 24 hours later. And guess what? It happened. And it was a big deal for me. It was a really big accomplishment and a big money goal that I had this month. So it's amazing to me how actually taking a step back and adding in something that feels good to me that is going to warm up my soul and make me remember why I'm doing what I'm doing has been so helpful for me. I really hope that this reaches whoever needs to hear it because I know there's so many of us out there that can relate to that hard work and just like grinding and, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, right? All into our business. And I just want to tell you today that you are worthy of so much more than that. That your ability to run a business long term is going to be on the foundation of adding play into your life. Now, that's not the only thing, but it's absolutely a place for you to start. So I hope this finds you well, friends. Head into the show notes if you want to snag my free meditation on attracting clients to you, which is amazing. And also just letting you guys know that we are starting Deep Healing for the Creative Soul next week. Love, love to have you in there. I think we have a couple more spots available and I just know it's going to be an incredible group. So I'm calling all of you out that have felt so inspired to join us. I hope you do. All right, guys, have a beautiful day. We'll talk soon.
I hope this podcast spoke to you in some way. If it did, please go ahead and leave me a review and subscribe so that I know you're enjoying what you hear. And further, if you know somebody else who owns their own creative business and struggles with anything that we spoke about, please pass this on because it is my hope that we will be able to build a community of like-minded individuals who love on each other and appreciate the many facets that make our creative business so unique. And lastly, check out the show notes to find my free Facebook community and other useful links to work with me. All right, friend, see you soon.